Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil. We are today talking about three levels of growth and taking calls for on-air readings. So we've got a full queue today, Neil, so I'm not sure what you'd like to do in terms of our order.
Well, let's take a few calls, and in between we'll be talking a little bit about the levels of
psychic growth. In terms of it's not only psychic growth, but personal development, so on a physical plane, a mental plane, and a spiritual plane. So we're going to be taking some calls first then. And area code 301, who just came in, if you'd like to speak with us, please do press 1 so we know that you want a reading. And we do invite our listeners and followers to join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and on Twitter, and you can find those accounts via the Blog Talk Radio profile. Also, you know, I don't think we expressed our prayers for those who are suffering in Texas from the hurricane, but we want to do that. We forgot to do that on the last show.
So
we're praying for all the people that are involved in that. We have some clients that live in that area, and they've been spared any major trauma. So that's really great. We're happy about that. Our first caller, 202.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this? What's your name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from, Tina?
Maryland.
Maryland. Have we spoken with you before?
No.
No, so you're a first-time caller. Okay.
Tina.
Yeah, and Tina, what is your birth date?
7/11/87.
Okay. She's a 34/7. Is that right? Did I add that up right?
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're adding your birth date up. In terms of numerology. So I know you said 7/11/87. Correct. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that's
correct. So your karmic number is 34 and your master number 7. Actually, Tina, I wrote down 34 before you started talking. Neil can, you know, I say that often. I probably should say it before I ask for the birth date, but Neil can vouch for me. We're
yeah, you did.
Here.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. So I wrote down your karmic number before you gave the birth date. So, you are
30.
Yes, you're 30 years old. So you're 4 years away from a big change, Tina. But your life goes in increments of 7, so there would have been something that happened at 27. 28. No, that's 6 years, 34. 27.
No.
34, 7.
28. 28 isn't multiple 7.
Oh, that's right. Yes, but she would have had a change probably because it's not divisible. The 27, the year difference.
Well,
so between 27 and 28, Tina, what occurred for you?
I had a son during that time. I was pregnant.
You had a son?
Yeah.
You had a son?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is your son? What year was he born?
He was born June 1st, 2014.
2014. She was 27. Okay. And what today is the reason for your call?
We've been trying for another child, and I just found out that I'm pregnant again. But having my son, I had a miscarriage, so I'm pretty nervous this time because we've been trying for a while.
So you're nervous that you want to make sure that, of course, that the pregnancy is successful. How far along are you currently?
I haven't went to the doctor for confirmation yet, so I'm not quite sure yet. So it's in the early stages.
So it's very early, so that's always
yes.
Kind of nervous.
Well, you took a pregnancy test, and that's how you saw?
Yes.
Home one. So it's interesting her change is on the theme of why she's calling today. What happened, you know, between the ages of 27 and 28.
Yes.
And you've already had one miscarriage?
I had one miscarriage prior to my son. So that's probably around, 27, 28.
So prior to your son, you had a miscarriage. Then you had your son. And since then, 2014, you have not been pregnant until now.
No. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, if you're calling to ask us what we think of this pregnancy and if there's going to be a baby, our bottom line answer is you're going to have a baby. I think that the miscarriage occurred before. That was a one-time deal. You know, what happens a lot of times, Tina, is that miscarriages can occur for a number of reasons. When we get past all the medical reasons or the biological reasons, we get into the attitude of karma and the energy and things like that. So I think that had to do with that first miscarriage had to do with something that was still dark going on in your energy that you hadn't resolved yet. And my feeling is that it probably resulted from energy you carried over from perhaps your upbringing. Guesses could be that maybe your parents were separated or there was something wrong in the family energy and your upbringing.
Yes.
First of all, is there any truth to those statements?
Yeah, there was truth to the family portion, not for my parents' wise, but there was something that happened during, I guess, when I was 27, 28.
Oh, yeah, but in your upbringing, because she's going back just to 27, but even going further back, Tina, was there strife in your home environment?
I was close to one of my aunts before, and now because something happened during that time, we're not close anymore. And
can't
everything happened right around that time frame.
Uh-huh. Did your I see, right around that time frame. And did your parents ever?
Did my parents ever what?
Tina,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did your parents have any problems, like when you were a child, when you were like going way back?
Not really.
Okay.
No, not that I can remember.
Okay. Well, there's something in that first miscarriage. It was connected to something in the family zone that you experienced, and that's what resulted in that. I don't believe you're going to be having another miscarriage.
Okay.
Is the father your husband?
Yes, he is.
And what's his birth date?
June 4th,
1985. And he's a 33 June 4th. And 33 yeah. 6.
And so your son's birth date master number and your husband's birth date master number add up to the day you were born, 11. That's what you had some of your problem. That's what you had some of your problems.
Yeah, I didn't even look that out.
And so the miscarriage, was there a medical reason? Was there a medical reason to explain the miscarriage?
No, the doctor didn't. It just didn't have a heartbeat.
Yeah, it didn't have a heartbeat. Well, it didn't have a heartbeat, but you see what happened essentially with your son. He turned out to be born on the 2014, which is a 4, which is heart. His master number is 14 equals 5. The 4 is heart. And your husband came in born on June 4th. 4 is heart chakra. So I don't, you know, this is not going to happen. I don't believe this is going to happen again.
And the interesting thing is her husband is going to be 33 in June of 2018, which is, you know, I mean, that could be a part of the change that he's going through at the time of this karma. So when you, at 33, perhaps he'll be welcoming a new child.
Yeah. The thing that I would encourage you to do, Tina, is some deep breathing exercises where the breath goes into the second chakra. Where, you know, if you're aware of how to do, if you're aware of how to direct breath and oxygen to the second chakra, that's going to be really important. And you could also encounter that breath through the third chakra, the stomach, the navel, which will also enhance the energy of the baby. Now, if you're asking it from a psychic viewpoint, that's what we would suggest you do.
Okay.
But I think you're going to be... Do you live anywhere near water?
Near water? I'm a water sign.
Well, okay. Where's your... Oh, that's fine.
Where's
that's,
the closest
that's
water?
Where's the closest body of water?
The Potomac River.
And how far is that from your location?
Probably about 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, so I thought about 30, about 30 miles.
Relatively close.
Okay, well, to answer your question, that's what you're getting from us, okay?
Okay, Tina.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, thank you.
Thanks. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome. Okay, 7-2, oops, I unmuted the wrong caller. Okay, we're going to take 302 since I unmuted you, and then 727. Hi, 302.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
I'm calling from Delaware.
J-A-C-K-I-E?
Yeah, my real name's Jacqueline, if that matters.
It doesn't, no. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. It matters. It matters, but not in the context of the reading.
Oh, okay.
So Jackie is what you go by, right?
Correct.
Okay, Jackie. All right, Jackie from Delaware. What's going on?
I'm wondering about my a job interview, a phone screen that I had the other day.
Okay,
If it's going to work out to a face-to-face and eventually a job.
Okay, what's your birth date, Jackie?
1-2-61.
61. Have we spoken with you before, 13?
No.
30 equals 3. Okay. All right. So, real quick, Jackie, in 1991...
She said 20 equals 2.
Wait, did I do that wrong? 20? Yes, she's a 20. She's a 20 equals 2.
Yeah.
Whoops. 1981, sorry, addition error here. In 1981, there should have been a change. What happened in 1981, Jackie?
I believe that was the year that I was engaged to someone.
Okay, you were engaged. And did that break off?
It did.
Before the marriage occurred?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so that broke off. Are you married now? Or are you single?
I'm single. I've never been married.
Okay, that's what I thought. Never been married, so that broke off. So All right. Well, Neil, do you have any thoughts on her
Jackie,
job?
Have you ever had a job where ultimately the public had to reach you because you were more in a management position and it was sometimes escalated to your position where someone in the public would have to talk to you and with a grievance? Have you ever had a job like that?
No.
Hmm. What kind of work are you in?
So I just went back to school to get a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. So this is a whole, I completed a year of internship, and I'm currently looking for a position as
a
therapist.
Okay, I know you're going to comment on this.
Yeah.
What did you do prior, real quick, and then Neil's going to say something.
I was a field sales rep in like pharmaceuticals, and then for a nonprofit about promoting a program.
Promoting a
for
program.
Low income seniors.
Okay. So where I think we fell into this psychic convoluted kind of thing is you're getting a master's in mental health. And so
correct.
what you've done essentially in your journey is you've escalated yourself to a position where you will take the grievances of people with psychological problems or emotional problems. You actually have taken yourself and elevated yourself to a position of dealing with people's problems.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
So in the reading, the brief reading we were doing, the idea of escalating it to you in a sort of a management position where you will handle people's problems, the core of that statement represents what you're attempting to do now, which I feel is going to be successful. Now your age is a little, you're 56.
Correct.
But you've got your master's, and what is important here when we get connected to the right energy field is your maturity level. And that goes a long way because you're older, and so you're going to be a little bit more grounded and blah, blah, blah. So, but when we talk about experience, now you're lacking experience. How much experience do you have in your field?
She's an internship. She said she did for a year.
Yeah, just 1 year of internship.
Yeah. Where was that internship?
It was in Maryland.
No, but like what did you do?
Community. It was in a community mental health outpatient.
Outpatient.
So were you ever in that position involved in a situation where problems would come to you that you would have to help resolve or process?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
okay,
what
so
I mean,
that's
too.
Right.
So, okay. So now I'm understanding the way your brain works. Okay, so what we're considering?
Can we ask real quick what the job she's applying for is? What exactly is the position now that we know all the background information here?
So it's for a hospital position where they embed mental health professionals onto the various floors of the hospital.
Oh, so you'd be working in a hospital, and would the capacity be on not only with mental health, people that are mental health patients, but also, is it a normal hospital or a mental health hospital?
It's a normal hospital where they embed, like, just people on every floor. Like, it's not a psych unit.
So they help people that are maybe dealing with grief, different things.
Exactly.
Not just mental problems.
And
that's what she applied for. So you'd be helping those people, whatever floor you were put on, for whatever needs that they had in terms of
correct.
Their, that's a really interesting job.
Well,
so you did the phone interview.
Right.
Jackie, I think you're probably going to get the job. I mean, you have your internship, you're mature, it shows that at this age you mean business, all of that has you're equipped to handle the job, I feel, and your voice has a certain command in it. There's something though that I think briefly we'll clear on the radio here. Have you ever in your life, to your knowledge, been unconscious? Were you ever unconscious? Did you ever faint? Were you ever in a car collision? Anything where
I think I fainted on an airplane when there was really bad turbulence one time.
Okay, so at least you can allude to the idea that you fainted on an airplane when there was air turbulence. And the reason you remember that is because?
Because when I kind of came to, I felt like papers slide down my arms because I was holding papers.
And you don't think you just dozed off because you were tired. You think you lost consciousness.
Yeah, I think because I was terrified.
Uh-huh. Okay, I want you to go, you know, I want you to briefly go back to that experience and in your visual mind establish that you did not faint, that you were strong enough to get through it, that you eliminate any actual sense of fear in your redesigning of the episode, and that you came out of that turbulence not having fainted, but having been equipped with competence and awareness. I want you to revisualize that in a creative way for yourself, because actually what I'm getting if there's any barrier to you getting this job, there's something going on in chakra number 6, the visual chakra, that provides for you some sense of lack of self-esteem or uncertainty that only you privately would know about in your heart and soul, that you know you have, but you don't really show anybody. That's what you got to dislodge from your consciousness, if I'm hitting on any point you might identify with, because that would be the only mystical block to you getting this job.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So do you want to validate that real quick? I mean, specifically why?
Because so many people have said, you have what it takes, you need more confidence in yourself.
Yeah. Now, we just met you, you know. We just met you. And we're just hearing you. You have a very strong voice, nice voice. There's nothing that reflects that lack of confidence, except maybe the fact that you're calling with a kind of needy question. But
right.
In the depths of that, we are picking up that about you. And so what we're doing is we have the ability to have that kind of insight and to directly, mm-hmm. spontaneously connect to it for you and tell you, just redesign it. You having lack of confidence is nonsense. Don't build a logical platform for it. It's nonsense. Get rid of it. You don't need it. You don't need to go to therapy. Just get rid of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're 56. Get rid of it already. And I'm telling you to get rid of it by chopping it off. I'm giving you the fastest route.
Uh-huh.
You know, you might be inclined to start, like therapy-wise, asking questions. Well, you know, I feel and I do this and I do. No, don't even examine it. Just get rid,
mm-hmm.
of it. You have a job to do. You don't have a lot of time. You know, you're not 20 years old anymore. You,
mm-hmm.
need this job. You need this job, and you cannot afford to lose it because of something you've been caring about, this silly notion of lack of confidence.
So real quick, because we have to move on to,
yep.
other callers, but I did want to ask, when was the interview, Jackie, on the phone?
On the phone, it was Wednesday, and they said that I would hear something today.
Okay.
But it's because it's a day before a holiday weekend, I'm not expecting that.
Well, okay. Okay,
you
we're
can
not.
Up.
Well,
mean,
but you're too, your head is too filled with doubts.
You
know, I keep hearing it, and so I see you have some kind of connection to doubting. You know, whether it happens today or not, just say, well, today I expect it to happen. You got to change,
okay.
your brain chemistry. Come on, you're in psychology.
Right.
Change your brain chemistry. You have by habit. You go to a doubtful,
a negative
side.
Place. But
yeah.
I mean, I can relate. I can relate to what she's.
Oh, shut up.
This show is all about abuse.
Now that you've called this, we run a sensitivity hour here, as you can see.
No, I mean, I can relate, but you know, you've got to consciously make an effort to change those patterns that
yeah.
that are so ingrained in the personality,
mm.
you know?
And I would suggest, I mean, I think she should call today. If she doesn't hear by the end of the day, I would say call.
I would call, yeah.
Yeah, I say, mean, you know, I was told I would hear something, what's going on. But, I mean, of course, in a more graceful and polite manner than I just did.
Right.
You know, really, this is a positive reading, but it's hardcore, get to the point. And I think what we're really saying is you have every capability to get this job, and whatever you're going through about this self-doubt, and people have told you that, listen, that's a clear message.
Yeah. Okay, Jackie.
Yeah.
Good luck. And
all
please
right.
let us know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let us know what happens.
All right. Okay, I will. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and Jackie can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, and people can call us 562-596-7818 after the show for more conversation. Sometimes when you work in the energy field, you can manifest results. And we were talking about that on the last show in terms of, you know, going from the physical plane or the spiritual plane to the physical plane to try to effect change. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute, but we're going to first take 727. 727. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm so sorry I skipped over you. You were next in line. There was only a couple minutes separating you and the other caller. But anyway, I apologize for doing that. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate?
Kate, K-A-T-E.
K-A-T-E. Where are you calling from, Kate?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. And what's your birth date?
9-8-55.
9-8-55. Okay, I wrote down an 8, which is your day. Let's see what your birth date works out to. 37-10-1. Okay, what's going on, Kate?
I get about to have a birthday. And
yes,
a couple.
It's your happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you. A couple of things that. Sometimes the energy will blend. I do live very close to actually both coasts, the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic Ocean, as in within a mile.
Okay.
And I have worked long-term in administrative positions where the public did have to come to me for resolution.
Well, that also could be, you know, what was being picked up in the last reading, Neil. Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're in line too. So sometimes, yes, as
yes.
you said, and if you do blend together, you're absolutely right. Okay. So that's what you do too. Okay. And today, do you have a specific question?
More related to the energy of the coming 3 months specifically, and also the coming year in terms of any changes.
Any changes in the coming year?
In terms of, you know, the seven-year cycle type.
In terms of what?
The seven-year cycles.
Oh, well, for
or
you,
any,
your cycles are actually not 7 years. For I think, who are we talking to, Tina? Tina's cycles are 7 years, but you, because you're a one master number, you actually go through cycles every year. Not only that, but you go through cycles of 10. So how old are you?
She's 61.
61.
I mean,
so
she's on a seven in her, she's going to be 62. But, we can all claim to say, well, seven-year cycles, three-year cycles. I mean, you can pick any cycle of energy
sure.
you want and
sure.
pull it out and start to define it. Let me ask you something. Are you an aunt? Do you have nephews or nieces?
I sure do.
Yeah, I picked that up. And forgive me, it's none of really our business. You don't have to answer it. But are you divorced or single?
I am both.
Yeah.
Divorce,
that's what. Well, we're saying it kind of with a pause in our voice, like it's a question, but we're really we're kind of on the statement that this is what we're getting about you. You're okay. So you're going to be going through two changes. One change. Have you recently gotten back from traveling somewhere?
I do quite a bit of traveling and always have.
When's the last time you traveled?
I came from the other coast about 3 weeks ago.
So yes,
yeah.
The answer is yes. That's recent.
See, and that's like three months from now, three weeks ago. Okay, so we got some good news. I got some good news for you. In our psychic readings, we try not to fall into this stereotype pattern like, oh, I see flowers around you. You know, I
not
think
happens,
that's kind
so.
Of meaningless, but sometimes it happens. And now I'm
falling into that trap. That's okay.
Are you near a garden? Do you put flowers in your house? Are you a flower person in any way?
I just did some trimming of hibiscus.
Oh, that's it. Oh, and that was the flower I was trying to think of. Okay.
Hibiscus.
So, yeah, it was a while back in the reading.
Oh.
You just wore around flowers and you were kind of giving them a little cutting there. So, So there's some good things going on here for you. It's not about a lover or anything, but there's a man around you, and the energy between you and him has to do with money. So this might be in the realm of business. Are you currently working?
Semi-retired.
Is there any money matter that you have with a man that it might be where you might make money, or you're going into something, or there's a money exchange?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're on right now.
Do you want her to elaborate?
Well, she can.
Would you like to elaborate? Can you elaborate, Jackie?
Nope, this is Kate. Jackie might.
I mean, I'm sorry, Kate. Sorry. Sorry. I'm backwards in time here. I'm sorry, Kate. I knew that was your name. So
No worries. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
If you would continue to explore that energy, that would be helpful.
Male energy.
Well, okay, so it's very intriguing because the money issue to me goes deep. First of all, it goes deep in time because I think it involves us issues of the soul, which means a past life. You have a past life connection with this person. Now, granted that you have a past life connection with this person, what's happened is you both come back, and the energy between the two of you due to the past life has involved now a sense of business and money. But that comes with a kind of double layer because there's some risk involved in this. But you can't get to the outcome without working through the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making sense to you so far?
It does.
Now, the attitude of the risk has to do with a little bit of problems that he has had in his life that you wouldn't relate to the money, but he has had some problems that you may be aware of and he may have shared with you. That's aside from the issues that you have to deal with him. Has this person ever shared with you any of his personal problems?
Oh, yes.
And have you thought to yourself, man, he's gone through quite a bit, this guy?
Yes.
See, that element, Kate, is also karma that he brought into this lifetime. And some of that karma can overflow and get into this money arrangement. But there's a way to put a fence around it so it won't come in. But it does involve that. Does he have children?
Yes.
And is he estranged or divorced?
Divorced.
Yeah. And does he have any problems with his children?
As with most people, distance, physical and everywhere, physical, emotional.
Okay.
So I'm trying,
these are radio readings. We have a lot of callers. We're getting more and more. the deeper we go, the more we're going to have to talk, and that's going to not be fair to our other callers. But, you know, you can always call us back on another show or do a private or something like that. But we're getting into an element that has some depth to it. And as I come out of the waters here and brush myself off, I go, yeah, there's a lot down there. It's got to be pulled out. So it's a little bit.
It's a culmination.
I'm sorry?
My strong sense is that this is coming to a culmination, and it's interesting that you talk about coming out of the water.
That's true. I mean, those two tie in, but in terms of a radio reading, I think it's too complicated to go into, you know, further today, for sure. And it sounds like there are some points that are worth exploring, because I don't know if I think that if Neil was perceiving a culmination, then you would have expressed it. I think it's more complicated than just a quote unquote culmination.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, you know, we're just limited, and we're spending too much time explaining why we're limited. So,
yeah, we got to move on.
But I hope that helped. You know, you can always call back, Kate, or you can call us privately. I mean, we've touched on something that you have validated, so there's some sense to that. I think that the outcome can be positive, but I think there's still a little bit of problem around it.
Okay, we got to move on. All right, Kate, we thank you for your call, and happy birthday.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so a couple callers. One, 303 has not pressed one to speak with us. Then we have a private caller, and actually we would like our private caller to call back with an unblocked number, then we'll take your call. But
yeah, and you know, just so that we keep our topic in tune, we are always dealing with the, you know, a lot of our problems immediately go to the body, our own physicality, what we consider to be important in our lives. Usually those things do involve emotions. And so our emotional state, our heart state, our soul state starts to get involved in the immediacy of our earthly problems. And then that equates to oftentimes the stemming back to a past life energy.
Right.
You see? And then that, of course, ultimately leads to the spiritual resolution of whatever we're going
through.
Hopefully
the spiritual resolution, but when we become too entrenched in our own physical, emotional problems, then it also puts a block to expanding into a mental and then spiritual state.
Well,
so
it
that's
does.
The,
I mean,
that's the,
you know, when we look at our
challenge in life,
when we look at our physical sense of trying to get something accomplished, it's much like a baby crying and wanting milk now and trying to explain to a baby, you know, wait 20 minutes. The immediacy of wanting things on a physical energy, no matter if you're 2 months old or 80 years old, sometimes that immediacy hits us on a very innate level. And, you know, we tend to not probe deeply into other matters that involves a sense of patience and understanding.
Right, because, you know, I just want to state that it's not necessarily successive in terms of how you actualize. Like, well, you know, I get everything organized on my physical plane, and then I'll move to the spiritual plane and start to work on those issues. Things you can actualize yourself on many different levels simultaneously.
Yep.
And even though people may be challenged by their physical issues, there's still the opportunity to develop spiritually. And so callers should keep that in mind, that you can do this.
It's a holistic
all at the same
approach
time
to the elements of body, mind, soul. Yes,
that's correct. Okay. So again, our private caller, our block number, we won't take your call until you're unblocked. So if you want to call back, we won't be answering you until you're unblocked. And 303 looks like they're just listening. So 845 is our next.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, is this Lucy?
Yeah.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Yes.
What's going on?
Okay. I applied for a new position at work, and I would like to see. I didn't get yet. They accepted my resume. Now I'm waiting for the interview.
Uh-huh.
Nothing yet. but
nothing
I'm
yet
about it.
I can't, you know, I apologize that I don't remember that. What did you
Am
tell
I
us about this job? Did you tell us about this job?
No, no.
Okay,
the last time when
we talked
about my son, that he was going to Czech Republic to meet his father for a vacation. That's what we talked last time.
Oh, okay. So in this, okay, today you want to talk about a job, though. So the job that you applied for, we got to get this quick because we've got, what kind of job, Lucy?
I work as an auditor, and then I applied for a fraud investigator job.
A fraud investigator?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like for a credit card company or what?
No, for the same company. It's medical.
What kind of company?
Medical.
Medical
insurance company.
But it sounds like an interesting position.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Yeah. And you previously did what? Did you hear her? What did you, because it's hard to hear you and we've got outside noise today.
Well, let me put you, I'm talking on my headphones, but let me just get out the headphones, okay? Just one second.
Okay. So I'm wondering if you did the medical company before. What did you do prior? We did not hear that.
I am working for the same company as an auditor. Internal auditor.
Oh, you were an auditor.
Yes.
Yeah, it was better before. Talk right into the receiver, Lucy. And you're currently working as an auditor for this company, but you're trying to move into a different department.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm trying. I'm moving. I am applying for a fraud investigator.
Okay. Okay, so you're wondering how that's going to turn out, right?
Yes, please.
And she's
54. She's going to be
54. 9, 10, 16, 62.
I'm sorry?
October 16, 62.
Yeah, but you're 54 years old, right? And you're going to be 55 in October?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well.
And 7, 56.
Let me ask you something. Have you had 17 years of experience related to this field?
Auditing, yes.
What?
Auditing,
have you
yes.
had you had close to 17 years of experience related to your field?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably going to get the job. There seems to be a little bit of friction around the clearance of it, just due to the fact that there's a little bit of competition. But the thing that shines most readily with you is that you have a very calm manner, but you're like a detective. You get to the point and you're able to detect fraud, or you're able to work at your field because you're very meticulous and careful. Would you say that's true?
It is true. But then how, when they're going to call me for the interview, and already every morning by 3-4 in the morning, I go, I'm researching, okay, what I can do, what kind of questions they're going to ask me in the interview. Then I am kind of mentally preparing for the interview. Is anything else that I can do?
To mentally prepare for the interview? Well,
yes.
Well, I mean, you know, if you know your stuff, and if you know your stuff, and the only thing that I would say to you in the interview is that you would need to maybe be a little bit more direct with your tongue. You're very careful in speaking, and you hold a little bit of pause in your wording. Now, I think that's okay when you're on the job, but when you're in the interview, it tends to leave an impression
that
you're not, that there's a bit of uncertainty in the rhythm of your speech. So you want to, you don't want to sound reluctant.
You want to sound confident, and you want to sound knowledgeable in, you know,
what
whatever area you need to be expressing in the interview.
So you need to be very well prepared so that when you speak, you don't use your typical cautious, slow voice. See, you're a little bit quicker with your voice. So imagine you want to kind of speed it up a little bit. You want your words to come out like a trot, like you're trotting a horse, instead of just walking lazily. That's what you want to do, and you want to have a very alert sense of responding and say everything with a positive before. Say, oh, of course, yes, I understand. Preface everything you say with a positive statement.
And they're probably going to ask why you want to change departments, why you're changing. So you should be equipped with a ready answer in the interview, why specifically you want to change, why you think you're going to be good for that position, et cetera. Because they'll ask that.
You know, this is all physical stuff. We're talking about the physicality of your presentation and your voice. You have the know-how, you have the knowledge, you just need to deliver it in a way that is not your normal way. Do you understand what we're saying here,
Yes,
Lucy?
I'm kind of slow. When I talk, I like to speak very slowly, and then sometimes people say, oh, hi, Setsi, is the way that I talk? But then, like my friends will say, hi, Setsi, is I... that I'm very slow, I'm very
Right. Well, for the interview, you just speeded it up right now. Just do a little trot, you know, like a horse. Trot your word.
It's speedy, yeah. Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Lucy, let us know what happens, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Give me your prayers, please.
We will. We will put out energy for you, Lucy. We do that with all our callers.
Thank
and we will
you.
Point to you.
I love you, you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
301 and then 303. Hi there. Who's this, please?
Hi. This is Jackie.
Another Jackie. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is it spelled the same way as our former caller?
J-A-C-K-Y.
Oh, with a Y. Okay. And I won't call you Kate since I called Kate Jackie.
I know.
You know why? Is because I was looking down and I'd taken them in the wrong order, so they were reversed on the page. But anyway, Kate's gone. She's not hearing me say this. So unfortunately, she doesn't get the explanation. Okay, Jackie, where are you calling from?
D.C., Washington, D.C.
Okay, Washington, D.C. And what is your birth date?
4/12/80.
4/12/80. 17 and 8. She's 25 equals 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
25 equals 7. And you are 37 years old, right, Jackie?
Yeah.
37. Okay. What's going on?
I've been single for like over 10 years, and I just wanted to know if I'm ever going to get married.
Okay, over 10 years you've been single.
Single for over 10.
Oh, so that would be since 2007. And what, just real quick, happened in 2005?
2005? So much, probably.
No, you would have been 25 years old. Anything with a relationship?
Oh, yeah. I think that's when I got a divorce.
Yeah. So... you got a divorce.
So were you married for about 3 or 4 years?
No, actually, no. I think that's when my dad died. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's when your dad died?
Yeah.
Okay. But you were married, so we might as well just real quick find out when that was. When were you married? Do you remember?
I was married for 10 years, and I got married at when I know I was married when I was 21 years old.
You were 21 when you were married. Okay.
Yeah.
You're 21. Wait a minute, you were 21 when you got married until 31, and you said you've been
single
for
over
10 years.
Yeah, I've been single a long time.
Yeah, but if you were married 10 years, then it wouldn't have been 10 years that you were single because you're only 37. It's 6 years. I mean, we probably sound like we're being
picky.
No,
it's okay.
But 6 years, so it's not been 10 years. It's been 6 years since you were divorced, and that was your last relationship?
Yes.
So my 3 or 4 years, when I said 3, 4 years, that was the difference between 6 and 10. So, see, I got to get my bearings right here, Jackie, to give an accurate reading. So when I said 4 years, that's really what I was picking up on, was the difference between the time you were actually
married,
been
single rather,
and the point at which you said 10 years. It's been actually 6 years with a 4-year gap between what you stated.
So the good news, it hasn't been as long as you think.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask you something, Jackie. Who in the family has any ability, and I don't mean they have to be professional, to be paints portraits, you know, oils, watercolors, drawings? Who paints or draws?
My sister does a little bit, you know, sometimes.
And briefly, 15 seconds, describe what she does.
I don't know, she just goes to Michael's and buys stuff and just faddles around.
Okay, that's enough.
She does, she crafts.
That's enough. Does she have a child?
Yeah, my nephew.
Yeah, your nephew. Got it. Oh, you're probably going to be married again.
Oh,
now,
good.
What's going to happen? Here's the situation. You're going to meet a guy, and the relationship will move forward like, oh, wow, this has some length to it. And then when it gets to the point of, I wonder if I'm going to get married. Now we're talking about that you're maybe, you're going to be about, well, your marriage occurs somewhere between now and 42. Now, what I mean, somewhere between that. So that means, you know, you just turned 37. You're 12 years. So probably when you're 39, I would assume there may be the idea in your life that, oh boy, I'm wondering if I'm going to get married with this guy. So that means you might meet him within 3-4 months. Then you're with him for over a year. And then at that point, your thoughts will be, I wonder if he'll ask me to marry him. And that's when you're going to have your next conflict with him, because the idea is that this guy has to get through something to feel comfortable enough to get remarried.
Okay.
So to answer your question, the road ahead looks like there's a marriage coming, but there's a little bit of an obstacle course.
Okay.
Jackie, anybody in the family that has any relationship to medical fields, nursing, I don't care if you go to cousins, I don't care what, but anyone.
I'm in the medical field.
Well, that's good because
that?
She's in the medical
field. Oh, what do you do?
I work at a dental office.
Oh, okay. Well, that's our hook. That's our basis of some sense of validation that we're, because we don't know you. And you never told us that. So that's our sense of some validation. So this discussion, well, can be expanded upon. But if you want to just leave it here, there's hope. There seems to be evidence. You're going to get remarried. There's a little bit of obstacle course involved in that, which could sabotage it, but maybe not. But the clearance seems to be that's where we're going.
Okay.
Okay, Jackie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, our last caller, 303. Hi there, who's this?
Oh, hey, guys. It's Allison.
Hard to hear you. It's very muffled. What?
It's Allison.
Oh, hi, Allison.
Allison.
Hi.
March 15th. So I'm 31-4.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're 60, what year are you? I don't know that.
57. 1957.
57.
Yeah.
Okay, what's new?
So I'm uprooting myself and making a big old change, relocation. I'm not especially excited about it, but at this point it looks like I really have no other choice. So I'm looking at... since I do some numerology myself, I'm looking at what would be the most compatible month of this year to do it. I already have an idea, but I'd like to get a confirmation on that.
Wait, what the most, the best month to do it in? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Yes. Within
really hard to hear you. She's moving. She talked to us before. There was a possible move to, I think, a home that was involved with her mother's energy, which she decided not to do.
No, 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 yeah. That's history. No, this is a major relocation.
It's so hard to hear you, Allison. So, but we had talked about a minor relocation before, but now you're deciding to move further away?
Yes.
Okay, like out of state?
No, not out of state, but
not
out
of state,
area.
But out of the area.
Out of
okay.
the area.
And
I'm
what
looking at the most compatible month for this to happen. And I already think I have my answer, but I wanted to double check.
Well,
in the
I
numerology.
Mean, do you have a place to live?
No, but I have
well,
to make a
Well, I mean, that would probably come before picking. I mean, I would suggest maybe
looking
for a place.
That process is happening. I'm already undertaking everything, getting all my ducks lined up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Allison, on a karmic level, towards the end of September would still be good. You know, if we're talking about immediacy, you have a certain energy level where you're already thinking about it in September, but we're talking, you know, the towards the end of September would be ideal.
But now, are you going to be able to get out that quickly of your situation, Allison?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we seem to be maybe working on the same thought wave, are we?
So I'm targeting October because that's one month.
So I was about to say towards the end of September would be ideal. Your October is involved in the turnover of your numerical value to a 19-10-1.
And that September is involved in her 315.
Yeah.
315
so,
is a 9, Allison.
You want to do it
yes.
before October 15th.
Okay.
That
yeah,
would be ideal.
Right.
You want to do it before October 15th. After that, it gets a little bit
more
complicated.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I've been incorporating the numbers here, but, you know, there's only so much I can do, and I have to do all of this while I'm also holding down a job. So in another, you know, at a distance. So
It's better that you push a lot of chaos and get it done than to wait. The difficulty and the commotion that's caused by speeding it up is going to be better
worthwhile.
Than waiting.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting. I'm just, it's something that I have to incorporate into my day-to-day life at this point. So since I'm still working, I can't devote entire weeks to doing this. I have to kind of do piecemeal, you know, a weekend here, a day there kind of thing. So
sure.
Because I have to find a place to live first. So, and it, you know, it takes a lot of energy just to go scouting out that new location, wherever that might be. You know, so it's a big, a potentially very draining project in the next month or so.
If it's an important move for you, and you know the draining aspect, I would probably minimize that and just jump into the project, you know, with a total commitment, because I think it'll be easier that way than
if you're focusing on the fact that
it's draining.
Yeah, I have to maintain my job, so. While I do this,
I'm sorry.
It's
so hard to hear you. I don't know why. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or what, but it's like I'm not getting.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Anyway, I was just gonna say I know what needs to be done, and I know I have to maintain my current job while I am also trying to create something at a distance. And so it's gonna be bouncing back between two very different areas for quite for a while. That's gonna be very draining. So oh, that's what
yeah.
I meant.
Well, that's life, you know. But we will put out the best energy for you, Allison. And we're out of time on the show, so
yeah.
let
yeah.
us know what
yeah.
happens, okay? Tell us.
Yeah.
Check in a few weeks.
October 15th.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's the end of our show. We're back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.